Suffering. Google defines comparative suffering as when one feels the need to see one person's suffering in the light of the other person's suffering. And it also says, but for several different reasons, the idea of comparative suffering can actually hurt both you and the people you're applying it to. And we often wonder why that would be the case. I could remember some years ago, back in 2013, that is, I was going through grief. My ex-husband had just left the marital residence, and I knew that my situation was indeed headed for divorce. And I had gone to my mom's ministry meeting on a Tuesday morning, and a friend of mine asked me, you know, came by and said, "Katina, how's it going?" And I mentioned to her that I had not been doing so well. I had been dealing with tons of grief in regard to everything that was going on, and my ex-husband leaving the residence, and just how I had been having a hard time dealing with that parenting and a lot of the issues with grief that I had not expected. She listened with a very good ear, and I remember her telling me that she understood grief, and she described grief being like this big black dark hole. And when you're in it, you just see darkness, but you have to have something to hold on to as an anchor. And when you find it, you hold on to it for dear life, and you end up having to ride it out. And that she understood very well how the grief process worked. And I never forgot that bit of advice that she gave me, and the fact that I was being heard, which is sometimes a very hard thing to do when we have our own issues. And so when it comes to comparative suffering, the one thing about it is we lose touch with hearing the other person out, and it involves pride because it becomes about us, and myself included, we're all guilty of it. And so today I just want to just open some eyes to it so we can get a better understanding of the dynamics of comparative suffering. And so for this example, there are two women that are talking about their marriages, their households, hobbies, all kinds of different things. And then the first woman, Sheila, goes, "Oh my goodness, I am just so overwhelmed. I am doing all this housework. I'm going to school. I'm managing six kids. I'm homeschooling the kids. I'm attending 5 different small groups for church. I'm loaded up on the women's ministry. I'm just in a state of overwhelm. I don't know. I don't have any idea of what it is I'm going to do. I'm at my wit's end. And then her friend Mary hops in and she says, "You know what, Sheila? I am so sorry that you're going through this. Yeah, it can be very, very rough at times. And you're not alone. I understand the struggle is real, and I know how it is to be in overwhelm." And instead of, was at this point, Mary is empathizing with Sheila. She's showing her that she understands the feeling of overwhelm, because when it comes to empathy, it's not about having the exact same experience that someone else has, is understanding that feeling and being able to go into that feeling with that person to help them to understand that you are there with them, even if you don't know exactly how they're feeling, because we have no way of knowing exactly how someone else is feeling because we're not that person. But we know what it is to feel that particular emotion, whether it's mad, whether we're happy, whether we're sad, whether we're frustrated, any of those. We don't have any idea how it is to be in that other person's shoes. But in empathy, we are expressing a commonality with the emotion. So everybody says, Sheila says, "Well, you're not going through what it is I'm going through. You're talking about what you're dealing with. You have 2 kids. You're not in school at night, or whatever." And Mary explains to Sheila, "Yes, I have 2 kids. I have 6 kids. I'm not in school. However, I'm struggling because I am the caregiver for my sick parents 24/7. And she lists off a whole long list of different things that she is struggling with. However, Sheila continues to go on with making her list of struggles a competition. And what happens is, this is one example of comparative suffering. So what happens is, there are 2 things. Sheila missed out on being able to go there to release her emotions, her feelings, her frustrations with Mary. And the reason being is because she allowed herself to want to one-up Mary when Mary tried to empathize with her. And when we start ranking each other's pain, right then and there, we're hitting a dead end. We hit the dead end for ourselves because we've lost the other person we're trying to get empathy from, because we've downplayed their pain. We've left them in a state of, I guess I would say, in a sense, like confusion, because they're thinking like, wow, maybe confusion and shame, really, because they're thinking, and I know myself, this is what I usually think like when someone does it to me, and I have been guilty of this myself, but the feelings that I'm left with is, wow, maybe I really should not be in a state of overwhelm about this. She has made way more weight of problems than I have. But when we do this, all of a sudden we make ourselves, when we are competing and comparing and ranking our pain with another person, with this comparative suffering, we have decided to make ourselves the judge as far as whose pain is worse or better. And we leave the person who was hoping for the empathy feeling shame, feeling confused, feeling unheard. And with all of these crazy emotions swarming around, that they and they still didn't get a chance to vent because of the felt the fallout of feedback from the friend or coworker, sister, brother in Christ, whoever it is that they are trying to offload on an event with, they're left with those feelings along with being shameful and confused. And then thinking, wait a minute, what went wrong there? What didn't I do or did I do? What didn't happen? And so we forget when it comes to suffering or any trials that we're going through, that it is God that is allowing those trials to happen. And I've found myself guilty of this and have had to check myself in regards to getting mad at someone else because their problems are not as bad as my problems. At least this is what I'm thinking in my head. But as I said, when it comes to pain and suffering, there doesn't need to be a ranking. It's not a contest to see whose is better or worse. And instead of me becoming envious and jealous, or any of us becoming envious and jealous of what we feel is not as bad that someone else has, we need to really be taking our concerns, our frustrations out and talking to God about them, the one who can handle them and the one who has allowed this to happen. I'm not saying he causes all of these things to happen, but he does allow it. And so we put our frustrations on other people and lash out and displace our anger when our frustrations need to be with God. And we need to be honest with him and talk to him about the fact that, hey, I feel like I have way more on my plate than I really should have. And this is not fair. Although we all know that life isn't fair. And what really should happen or could happen or would happen is not always the case. And in the scripture, God tells us that he reigns on the just and the unjust. There's never any respect of persons with him. And so when we downplay someone else's pain, we are asking them to disown their experience, their emotions, their feelings, and instead to be filled with shame and confusion and nobody to share their experience with. And what happens is Satan will have us so tripped up in our heads. And I know this has happened to me where I was sitting in a small group and I started thinking, well, ooh, this person has a lot going on. So now I'm going to feel guilty about bringing my issues to the table because what I have going on is way minor to what this person has going on. But again, there's no contest. There's no ranking on the pain scale. Because what's painful to one person or traumatic to one person may not be as painful as or as traumatic to another, but it's still that person's pain. And so he has us thinking, I have too much junk and people probably won't even want to hear what it is I have to say. So then when they come around to us and say, oh, do you want to share what's going on in your life? We start putting our armor on and thinking that, well, I need to just show that everything is perfect because everybody else have gone around the circle and they've got some messed up stuff. And so when we deal with comparative suffering, this is what a lot of times what ends up being the end result of it. And so there was an issue of comparative suffering in the scripture where Jesus started off having a conversation with Peter, with Simon Peter. And instead of Peter focusing on what was going to happen to him, he got caught up in wondering if someone else was going to be suffering the way that he was going to suffer. And then I guess maybe he was going to say maybe next that it wasn't fair. Jesus hurried up and nipped that in the bud. And I'm paraphrasing this, but basically, like, what is it to you? And so just, I'm going to read these scriptures here. And so you can get an idea of the scene. And this is taken from John 21. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." And then at this point, this is when Jesus started to tell him what was going to happen to him. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou was young, thou girded thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." So he was telling Peter the exact death he was going to go through. "This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is it to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said, Not unto him, he should not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And so what I want to leave with you today is that when someone else is talking about their pain or trying to empathize with us in ours, let us be mindful of comparing and ranking who has the worst type of pain at the moment. Let us understand that each person has their own pain and responds differently to certain situations than we will, and that we're all wired up differently. We all have different nervous systems, and etc. We don't want to be left with shame, and the other person who is trying to empathize with us or who's trying to receive empathy does not want to be left with shame and confusion over the fact that they were never heard. And they were made to feel like what they had to say was not important. I want to thank you for listening to episode 62, Healing Our Brokenness. Have a blessed rest of your Memorial Day weekend. Until next time.
In nights never so cold, without his grace, how could I say that I've seen the world from his grace? great love. How could I know what he could love? How would I have seen what he had in store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross I again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refined. Have you?